Every year you look at the schedule and you think, boy, I hope the Packers don't play on Thanksgiving. At least I do, because if they lose, it really does put a damper on the whole day. Brian Caribou joins us from CheeseheadTV.com. And especially with a loss like this year, Brian, not a lot to be thankful for on Thanksgiving from the Green Bay Packers.
Packers fall to the Lions, and the Packers' playoff hopes are on life support right now after a loss, and they're a game and a half behind the Lions now, so things are not looking good for the Packers right now, especially with Aaron Rodgers' future in doubt.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, with some conflicting reports coming out over the weekend, one saying he should be ready to go by Sunday against the Falcons, another saying he might just be done for the year. Aaron Rodgers himself saying, I'll play not until I'm 30. He turned 30 today. Happy birthday, Aaron Rodgers. What do you make about the conflicting reports, and have you heard anything new?
Well, to tell you the truth, there, I did hear another report. Apparently, Aaron Rodgers, on his day off yesterday on Sunday, flew back to his native California and took in a Clippers and Pacers game and told a reporter for Fox Sports Los Angeles that he's going to be back in time for Sunday's game against the Falcons. Now, there's so many conflicting reports out there that I have no idea what to make out of any of these. Nothing is official. Nobody from the Packers organization has said he's going to play or he's going to be shut down or whatever. So we really have no clue right now. Mike McCarthy meets with the media later this afternoon. I think it's 4:45 p.m. So maybe we'll get a better idea then, but I'm not even hoping for I doubt that's going to happen even then.
If they're a game and a half back of the Lions and if the playoffs are out of reach, shouldn't they probably be sitting him? Or maybe you play him while you still mathematically have a chance, and if the Lions keep winning, then you sit him at the end of the year. You don't want to see him risk any further injury there.
The way I would go about it, if I was a coach, and of course I'm not, but I think if a player is healthy enough to play, you play him. Now, certainly if there's any chance that the bone hasn't healed yet or it's not going to in time for the end of the year, you know, some people say this it can take up to 8 weeks or 2 months for the bone to completely heal. Yeah, then maybe you shut down Aaron Rodgers for the season. But if it is healed, if he is able to play, even if the Packers are out of the playoff chase, I think you play him. I mean, you're paying him hundreds of millions of dollars with his new contract he signed in the offseason. I mean, that's what you do. He's a professional football player. But, again, with the caveat that he is entirely healthy, that's the way I go about it.
The Packers, as mentioned, there's still a chance of the playoffs. I think after Thursday, everyone was like, all right, this thing is over. Let's worry about the 2014 draft. But then you see the way the Bears and the Vikings played yesterday, and the Vikings almost tied 2 weeks in a row, but the Bears lost, which means the Packers control their own destiny with Chicago, because if they both win out, well, the Packers would win that last game of the season. They'd get in the playoffs. So you don't really have to look ahead too much to the Bears if the Packers take care of what they need to take care of. You then focus on the Lions, who the Packers are a game and a half back, which means of the four remaining, Detroit needs to win two less than Green Bay. So Green Bay can win four, Detroit can win two. If Green Bay wins three, Detroit can only win one. Detroit's schedule coming up is at Philadelphia, and then home against Baltimore and New York, and then at the Vikings, who have loved playing spoiler lately. Eagles, Ravens, Giants, Vikings, you're the Detroit Lions. You get to at least 2-2 there? What do you think, Brian?
There's certainly a chance. I mean, I wouldn't rule anything out at this point. I wouldn't say it's perhaps a good chance, but I mean, this isn't an infallible Lions team. I mean, they've lost, you know, how many games this year already? They have their issues at places on the team, although they're certainly an improved team, at least compared to a year ago. So, I mean, the Packers are still very much alive. The Vikings did them a solid yesterday by beating the Bears. So, just got to watch the Lions here and hope they they lose two games. I think between the Ravens and the Eagles, I think those are two, you know, good enough teams to get the job done, that the Lions could lose at least two. Like I said, I wouldn't bet my mortgage on it or anything, but, you know, we'll wait. We'll watch.
I would just, if you're a Packer fan, I'd be cautious about this weekend. Packers have to get a win before we can look at other teams trying to lose, first of all. So Packers, Falcons, Aaron Rodgers, maybe. Aaron Rodgers, maybe not. We'll find out soon, I think. Noon game, at got flexed out of the Sunday night game, and NBC's not stupid. So it'll be a noon game, coverage at 10 o'clock starting here on Sunday on K107.1. And then the Eagles and Lions play at the same time. So at 3:15 on Sunday, if the Packers are then a half game back of Detroit, then we can start looking at it. But if the Packers lose again, then just let's move on. So we'll see. We'll wait till Sunday and we'll go from there. Brian Carvo joining us from CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, one last question. How bad was that loss? I mean, was that the worst loss you've seen, at least in the Mike McCarthy era? That was pretty terrible.
Oh, it was at least the worst loss in a long time. I think I saw it was the worst loss in terms of point deficit. They lost by 30 points. It was the most McCarthy's lost by since his first season, which was back in 2006. So certainly that, you know, not a good showing for the Packers. And, I mean, of course it's going to come as expected with Aaron Rodgers out. But, again, the thing we keep coming back to, why is the Packers' defense so bad when they look, you know, decent early in the season? And it's no one simple answer. I mean, there's, you know, several players are underperforming. A lot of people pointing fingers at the coaching staff as well, defensive coordinator Dom Capers. They got a month to figure things out. If they could somehow turn things around, somehow get in the playoffs, maybe that saves some people's jobs, but they're going to have to do that in order to save them, though, probably.
It doesn't matter because the Packers season is over, unless it's not. Well, who knows? Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com. Thanks, as always. We'll talk to you Friday.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.